Come in. Looks like you forgot to put your little friend away before I came over. Care to explain exactly what the fuck is going on here? Yeah, I know it's your stuffed animal. What I would like to know is why exactly it has a motherfucking vagina hacked into it. Don't just stand there like a deer in the headlights. Why does your teddy bear have a satin-lined cunt? I can't believe I'm hearing this. You expect me to believe that you're in love with your stuffed animals? Do they love you back? You have an emotional relationship with them. What? Do you hold them close and tell them you love them? Do you name them too? You do. Oh my god. I'm gonna be sick. Do you really think they love you back? These stuffed animals. You know they're inanimate objects, right? Wait. Wait, stuffed animals? With... There are more of them? It's not just this one? Of course there are. Of course there are. Because every man needs more than one fuckable plush. Am I right? How many? You have a collection of lionesses and tigresses and bears. Why? They protect you? You're kidding me. What are you, 5? They make you feel safe? What the fuck? You're a grown-ass man. Please tell me this is a joke. A really, really motherfucking sick and bad joke. I can't believe this. I can't believe this. Oh, I'm not understanding. Please do tell exactly what I'm not understanding about my grown-ass boyfriend fucking a stuffed bear. You love them. Oh, boy. Putting aside how utterly fucked that is for the moment. What about me? I thought you loved me. You love us both. Isn't that nice? Isn't that just fucking great? I'm on the same relationship grade as a giant fucking teddy bear. Don't yell. Oh, honey, you are not in a place to be making demands right now. I'll fucking yell if I goddamn want to. Okay. But right now, I still have more questions for you. It's not all stuffed animals, just the lions and the tigers and shit. Oh, I'm sorry. The lionesses and tigresses. Because it would be just too weird to fuck a boy stuffed animal, right? That would be abnormal. But fucking girl plushies is fucking fine. Just get a rusty pair of scissors and some pink fabric and dig a fucking hole. You're sick. Like, you're super fucking sick. This is disgusting. What What do you do when you come in them and they're all crusty and you... You know what? Never mind. I don't need to... I really don't need to know. I don't want to know. Do not tell me. You don't come in them? You put in a fleshlight. I'm not sure if that's better or worse, to be honest. I mean, hey, at least a fleshlight is an actual sex toy, and not just a toy toy. I don't really want to think about it. Hey, at least you clean it. We? I'll clean them? What do you mean, we? You don't do this alone? Oh, so there are more of you. Oh, of course there's an online community. Of course there is. What does that consist of? You talking about how much you love your stuffed animals? Do you post pictures of your demented, depraved creations for other people to jerk off to? Okay. You do understand that these are children's toys, right? Like, you comprehend that. Are you pedophile? No? Okay, you sure about that? Because, do you think this is even remotely normal? How many do you have? Wow. Jesus Christ. That's insane. Honestly, kind of props to you for being so good at keeping that many hidden for this long, because that took some skill, but that's stupid. What the fuck? You said they protect you. So, they're like a form of emotional support. Kind of. Okay, that's slightly less weird. But fucking them? That's taking it a little bit too far. You still like sex with me, right? You're not like exclusively into stuffed animals, or when you were fucking me, you were imagining me as a giant stuffed animal. Dear God, please. Okay. You know what? Maybe we can make this work. Strip. You heard me. I said strip. Hey, I talk a big game about being open, you know, so fuck it. I'll try anything once. Take your clothes off and go get it. I'm curious as to what this entails, exactly. Go ahead, strip. Don't just stand there like an idiot. Do what I said. Good. Now pick up the bear and do whatever you do, I guess. Okay. I can work with this, maybe. This really isn't my thing, but But I'm gonna try. Okay? Give me the bear. Okay, I'm holding the teddy bear. I'm gonna hug her into my chest, I guess. I guess this is kind of nice. I mean, she's soft. Soft. Fuzzy and luxurious. I just wanna rub her fur across my body. Like this. You like this? You like watching me rub the teddy all over my body? Maybe I'll give her a little kiss. Like this. Such a nice kiss from the teddy. I think I want another one. You like that, baby? It's not getting your dick hard. It is. Look at that dick getting all nice and stiff for me and Teddy. Look at that. Stroke it for us, baby. Stroke it for me and Teddy. Is this one of your fantasies? Seeing me and Teddy together like this? Watching me rub her muzzle across my tits? Such a pretty girl, Teddy. So furry and sexy. Do you like it when I talk dirty to Teddy, baby? Oh, look. I think she's pulling my shirt off. Look at this. See Teddy nuzzling her face between my tits. My nipples are getting so hot. Fuck, baby. She's moving down across my stomach, down to naughty Teddy. Do you like watching this? You like seeing me grind my crotch against Teddy's muzzle? I wish she had a tongue and she could lick me. Would you like that, baby? Seeing Teddy out your girlfriend? You're so excited. Pre-cum is practically dripping off your cock, baby. Do you want to see me fuck Teddy? I bet you do. But I think, instead, we'll watch you fuck Teddy. Yeah. That's what I want to see. I want to see your hard cock disappear inside Teddy's tight little pink slit. That's right. Do you need to go get the fleshlight? Run and grab it real quick, baby. Go ahead. Put the fleshlight inside your baby girl. That's it. Look how pretty that little satin pussy is. You want to fuck it, don't you? Oh, look how hard your dick is for her, baby. Give her a kiss for me. A nice, long kiss. Do you want to give me a kiss too? We can have a little threesome. Just you, me, and Teddy. Would you like that? Let's put Teddy in the middle. We'll make a little teddy bear sandwich. Watch, baby. I can grind my hips against your ass. And you can fuck her. Like the pathetic, fucked up, nasty little boy you are. What's wrong, huh? Oh, you thought I wanted to explore? Fuck no. I just wanted to see exactly how fucked in the head you are. Look at you. With that hard dick, just from holding a stuffed animal. Is this what turns you on? Is this what you think about when you're stroking your cock at night? Of course it is. Only a fucked little baby like you would like this. You're not a man. You're a little boy. You're pathetic. What kind of person fucks a teddy bear? It's not even like you're just humping it. Nope. No, that's too normal for you. How utterly depraved and sick do you have to be to cut open a stuffed animal and sew in, actually sew in, a fake vagina? That's a brand new level of perversion right there. I just can't believe that you post this on the internet. Do you have no shame? Does it get your dick hard? Looking at other people's mutilated teddy bears? Knowing that other people are looking at yours and wishing they could fuck them? Just think about what those poor bears have seen. It's disgusting. You know what? Give her to me. Now, if you want any chance at all at salvaging this relationship, you'll give me the bear. Now. I think you need to be taught a lesson, little boy. I think you need to learn what happens when naughty little babies try to be grown-ups and fuck their stuffed animals. I want you to watch carefully. You don't want to miss what I'm about to do. Watch closely, baby. Oops. Look at what happened. Her arm came right off in my hand. How very unfortunate. Whatever will you do? Poor little teddy bear. It almost hurts me to do this, you know. It's not in my nature to be cruel to animals. This really is almost a mercy, though. Much less horrible than whatever perverted, twisted designs you had for her. What do you say? Should we put her out of her misery? No, you wouldn't like that at all, would you? Not enough of a man to survive on his own without his stuffed animals. Oh no, it happened again. There goes her leg, how awful. Oh, does that make you sad? Does it hurt your poor little heart when I tail hub it apart? She's a bit lopsided now, isn't she? I think we should fix that. I don't think that really improved the situation at all, did it? I think the poor girl needs to be put down. Say bye to Teddy, little boy. Let's put her out of her misery. And there goes Teddy's head. Oh, you did such a bad job at protecting her, didn't you? Poor little baby wasn't enough of a man to protect his baby girl. Maybe if you weren't so pathetic, this wouldn't have happened. Maybe if you could have kept your nasty dick out of her, she wouldn't be in pieces all over your bedroom floor. Just think, if you'd kept your pants on, she'd have kept her head on. Too bad you didn't think of the consequences before now, isn't it? What a goddamn shame. I bet it loved you very much. Of course it didn't. It's just some cotton stuffing inside a fabric casing. It didn't love you at all. It never even knew you existed. The only place you and your teddy existed was inside your fucked up little head. How pathetic. Oh, are you crying? Crying for poor little teddy. Real men don't cry over stuffed animals. You know? But then again, I suppose you're just a little boy. So crying might be appropriate. Did you love her? Did she love you back? Well, now she's just a big pile of stuffing, isn't she? Just like Humpty Dumpty. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Teddy back together again. You could try, I suppose, but she'll never be the same. And you'll never be able to look her in the eyes again, will you? Knowing just how badly you fucked this up. You lost her and me on the exact same day. And now, one last thing before I go. I'm just gonna rip that little satin pussy right on out. You won't be fucking this anymore, will you? No, I don't think so. Don't look so sad. This is good for you, you pathetic little boy. Time to grow up and move on from your make-believe fantasies. Time to at least start jerking off to porn like a normal adult. Time for you to find some real pussy. Not mine, of course. I don't want anything to do with you. But I'm sure there's someone out there, somewhere, who's willing to put up with your, inclinations. Poor baby. Maybe one day you'll recover. Or maybe not. I don't really give a fuck either way. I ripped my last fuck out along with Teddy's vagina. You disgust me. I'm leaving now. I'm gonna leave my key on the kitchen table. Have fun with what's left of it. If you can.